USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden and the First Lady arrive in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this morning. An itinerary was not announced for the day trip. In the past, I-95 has closed down for presidential visits, so that's a possibility today. Expect extra congestion on 95 and the 676. Chicago mayor-elect, 47-year-old Brandon Johnson, will take office today. Facing a surge of illegal immigrants in need of shelter, Johnson is also facing pressure to build support among skeptical business leaders and summer months that historically bring a spike in violent crime to the Windy City. Spokesman Ronnie Reese said in a statement, Mayor-elect Johnson's top priority remains building a better, stronger, and safer Chicago where all residents can live and work free from the threat of violence. End quote. Talks will resume this week aimed at keeping the United States from defaulting.
President Biden is planning to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders tomorrow. Despite a June 1st deadline to raise the nation's debt limit approaching, Biden maintains a glass-half-full attitude.
I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist. But I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement. I think we'll be able to do it.
The White House held the first round of discussions last week. Economists warned that a default could cause a global financial crisis. Biden, though, has said that a default is not an option. I'm Jerry Marmash.
Newly announced Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino is giving thanks to Elon Musk. Yaccarino tweeted she has long been inspired by Musk's vision to create a brighter future, adding that she was excited to build Twitter 2.0. Musk announced last week that the former NBC Universal Chair of Global Advertising and Partnerships would take over for him as CEO, while Musk transitioned to Executive Chair and Chief Technology Officer. This is USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Forget where you left the keys? Forget where you parked the car? Forget to feed the kids? As we get older, we forget things. Forget no more. Vita Memory Max restores your brain power to get you back to life without all the clutter. Work more efficiently. Get back on track with Vita Memory Max. Go to VitaMemoryMax.com. That's VitaMemoryMax.com. Don't forget, VitaMemoryMax.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaMemoryMax.com.
Who's to blame if the nation defaults on its debt? Well, that depends on who you ask.
Congressman Byron Donald says there is just one person to blame for the debt limit crisis.
Joe Biden doesn't lead. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy. And what Joe Biden brings America to every single time is a crisis point.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Florida Republican said Biden is leading the nation into default by refusing to negotiate. However, President Biden is sounding hopeful a deal will be reached. Speaking to reporters after giving a commencement speech at Howard University, he said some progress has been made in weekend negotiations. Biden and congressional leaders are set to meet again this week. I'm John Schaefer.
Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges in New York, is getting money for his defense from online donors.
Penny's lawyers started a legal defense fund and have raised over $1 million from over 25,000 donors so far. Penny's lawyers say he acted in self-defense when he put Jordan Neely in a chokehold that killed him on a Manhattan subway earlier this month. Penny was released on $100,000 bond and is due back in court on July 7th. I'm Dave Collins.
More is known from a metallic-looking rock that smashed through the roof of a residential home in New Jersey's Hopewell Township last week. It is confirmed to be a meteorite. Scientists confirmed it, and it's a rare one, about 4.6 billion years old, in a class called stony chondrite. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.